เอาเขาก็
With your permission. Usually, Parashat Naso comes after Shavuot. Usually. And this is Parashah. There are two subjects. The Gemara says they're connected to each other. The first is Parashat Sota. It talks about a lady that her husband saw she was talking to somebody. And he told her, I don't want you to speak to this guy. I don't want you to go out with this guy. And then Torah says he brings it to the Kohen. And they're going to write on the parchment the paragraph from the Torah that talks about this, that lady. I take some sand, some soil from Beit HaMikdash, and some water from the sink, and they're going to mix it together, they're going to give it a drink. And this is a special drink that's going to clear if she's innocent, or Chas Shalom, the husband was right with his suspicion. And right after that, the Torah goes to a paragraph that talks about Nazir. The person accepted on himself to be Nazir. Nazir means he doesn't drink wine. And not only wine, he's not allowed to have any grapes. He cannot have even shells. He cannot have even the oil that people can make from the pits of the grapes. He's not allowed to have haircut. He cannot be around dead people. Comes the Gemara and says, of course, not always, but here comes the Gemara and says, what is the reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in this week's parasha first the paragraph about Sota and then about the Nazir? So the main thing about Nazir, should not have wine. The Gemara says, whoever sees a lady that doesn't behave should take upon himself restrictions not to have wine to be Nazir. So, Gemara says, that's the reason Hashem decided to put this week's parasha, those two subjects, next to each other, to tell you that has the subjects have some kind of relationship between themselves. This is something a person should take into consideration. If you saw, a lady doesn't behave, don't have any wine. That's what it means. It means it's for us. It's not something that it's a midrash or something. It's halacha. If somebody sees a lady that doesn't behave, he should take upon himself a restriction. In our time, we don't do this because it's not about HaMikdash. And if somebody is going to take restriction upon himself, he cannot undo it. Because a Nazir took upon himself restriction, and then when he finishes, then he comes to Beit HaMikdash, and he brings three sacrifices, and then he's allowed to have wine, and allowed to take a haircut. If you follow the Daf Yomi, this is Daf Yomi today and tomorrow about this. Sechet Nedarim, this is Daf Yomi talks about. Here comes Chachamim and said, listen, the Haftarah that we're going to read is about Shimshon, that Navi will tell you, Ish echad mishpachat Adani ushmo Manoach, the person came from the tribe of Dan, and his name was Manoach. Ishto akara velo yalada. She could not have any children. And one day, the lady was in a field, and somebody came to the lady and told her, you couldn't have children until now, but let me tell you something. Now you're getting pregnant. And the baby that you're going to have is going to be a very holy baby. And therefore, please, do not drink any wine. Do not have anything what Nazir is not allowed to have. You're going to have a baby now. You couldn't have a baby, now you're having one. But you should know, from now on, restriction. He's gonna be a Nazir Olam. He's going to be forever Nazir. Shimshon never took a haircut. And Shimshon was never allowed to have wine. It's called Nizirut Shimshon. It's a special thing. That's what the angel told already Shimshon's mother. Her name was Hatzlalfoni. A very special name. Amim say this, if somebody needs help from Hashem, she was a very, very holy lady. To say that name, Hatzlalfoni, it helps in difficult times. If a person remembers, somebody needs a Yeshua, to say a lot of times the name Hatzlalfoni. As the Gemara Baba Batra said, that's what her name was. And he tells her, this is, you can have a baby, and this is the restriction. He is not going to be allowed to have wine, and you're not going to have any more wine now. And he says he's going to be a very great person. Not only that, he will save Am Yisrael from the Plishtim. Says the Navi that the lady went and she told her husband, listen, somebody came over here and looked like very holy. I never saw such a figure like this. I didn't ask him who he is, where he came from. He just came all of a sudden, and that's what he told me. So Rabbi says that the husband prayed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and says, listen, I don't know, my wife said she didn't ask the guy who he is. I don't know, who is this guy? Where is he? Can you send this guy? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please send the guy again to us. Of course, the guy was an angel, but she, you know, got dressed up like a person. And she didn't know. She only said he looks very holy. And all of a sudden, she sits in the field. He comes to her. Again, he comes to her. So she ran home, and she got Manoach, her husband, and said, listen, the man is here again. So Manoach comes over to him and says, hello, you the man that spoke to my wife? Yesterday, it was yesterday, said the Gemara. Yes, he said, I'm the one. So Manoach said to him, would you tell us again? I don't know my wife, you know, she's confused a little bit. Can you tell us? He said, listen, whatever I told your wife, I'm telling you. So it means maybe you also, it's a question. But definitely she shouldn't have any wine, she shouldn't have any grapes. She should, you know, she should stay home. And she's going to have a baby, and that baby is going to be a very special baby. And then Manoach asked the guy, and maybe we know where we will have the baby, we would like to notify you. You can, you know, maybe you'll be Sadak, he comes up with Mela, maybe it'll be Moel, maybe he want to give you a present. He said, no, don't give me, I don't need nothing. He said, okay, maybe you want to come and barbecue, Memorial Day weekend. He said, no, you want to do something, do for Hashem, I don't need nothing for you. And all of a sudden, Manoach takes a little animal, he slaughtered it over there on the rock, and all of a sudden, he made a fire, all of a sudden, he sees this man, goes inside the fire, and he goes upstairs to Shammai. And he says that she had a baby, and the baby is Shimshon, and all of a sudden, she started to feel his Ruach HaKodesh, and he's going to take off the Plishtim, and that's the story that we know, that Shimshon took care of the Plishtim. I said, he used to hide, the Gemara said, hide and kidnap them and do all these things to them. And in about 20 years, the Nabi said, quiet from these people in Gaza, mainly Gaza. So that's the story about Shimshon. You know how great he was. Gemara talks about him. He was one of the judges. The Torah that we have today is one of the loops. One of the chain, one piece of the chain. Moshe kibel Torah Mesinai, Mesarah Yehoshua, Yehoshua Neviim. Yehoshua, Yehoshua Neviim. The Shoftim, the judges, until Leah Cohen and Shmuel and Levi were judges. Almost every tribe had a judge. This is the book of Shoftim. And he's one. He's one, the Rambam says, one of Mosrei HaTorah. And how do you know today the halachot and everything is? He says, well, we know. He says, how do you know? Rambam has a list. He says, from Moshe, went to Yoshua, and then goes to the older Shoftim and Sefer Shoftim. One of them is Shimshon. On the contrary, when you read the story about Shimshon, it ends up with a tragedy. He was in jail. They made him blind. He died. Says the Gemara, you know why they made him blind? The Gemara says, he rebelled against HaKadosh Baruch Hu with his eyes. Rebelled. Not that, he just, you know, he rebelled. Rebelled. I mean, rebelled. Says he looked when he's not supposed to look. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? The Gemara says, he went and he looked in Gaza. He was in Gaza, he looked over there and he got married to a goy. Got married to a goy girl. And then, that's what happened. That girl, the other girls, back and forth, you read in Navi, horrible stories about him. He was very strong. At the last moment, she cut his hair. He lost all his strength. No more Houdini. Finished. Lost his power, lost his strength. They caught him, put him in jail. Gemara says, in jail also he didn't behave. Also says the Gemara, didn't do the right things, did not behave as a Jew, and he should have done, he did not. Says the Gemara, that's what it is. I says, first he went one day to Timna, and he saw over there a girl, a goy girl, Palestine, Arab. And he told his parents, I would like to marry this girl. And his parents said, "Why? What's the problem with you? Why there's not enough Jewish girls? Why you went Palestine? What do you mean? He'll be a suicide bomber. No, I want her, And here, and then another one. Says the Gemara, lost so-called ability to be Mashiach. Says, as Yaakov Avinu says, in the last words to the Shvatim in his blessing, he says, done. He done Nachasha le'orach shifona le'derech. He says, Nacha, done is compared like a snake. Anoshech ikvesus, he bites the heel of a horse. Vayipol rochvo achor, the rider fell backwards. Nishuatcha kivit Yashem. I hope for you, Yeshua, for your Savior. Says the Gemara, what did Yaakov mean? This guy Dan, Yaakov's son, came to Yaakov. Yaakov gives him a bracha. Yaakov tells him, listen, I'm going to tell you a bracha. You know what? You're going to be like a snake. And you like a snake. And one day, somebody's going to be on a horse. But the snake will bite the horse. And then the horse will fall down. And the rider that rides on the horse will fall backwards. That means he'll die. And then a hope for Hashem. So the Gemara, what do you mean? What did Yaakov mean? So the Gemara, Yaakov meant like this. Yaakov talks about Shimshon. Shimshon was like was on the horse. He was supposed to be Mashiach. And the last moment, he fell backwards. And Yaakov said, Hashem, I hope for you, Yeshua, for you, Savior. And the Gemara says, the rider fall backwards. What do you mean fall backwards? What does it mean backwards? It can fall forward too. I mean, the horse is going to fall. The horse was bitten by a snake. So the horse will crash on the floor. So the rider will crash. So no, you fall backwards. And then Yaakov said, I hope, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I hope, everything, you know, for your sake, everything will be okay for your sake. Why Yaakov is praying right now for this? What is it? So Chachamim tell us that one day, Zvatere Rachel, ki lo yalda li Yaakov. So I tell the Parshat Vayetze that Rachel saw that she didn't have any children. But Rachel saw that Leah has children already. She got no children. So she came to Yaakov, and she told Yaakov, "Hava li banim, imayim meta anochi." Like I said, America, you better give me children. If not, I'll die. Says the Torah, the Yaakov asked her, "What do you think? I'm God? What do you want from me?" See, listen, I got children. So the Gemara says, Yaakov tells her, listen, I got children. I got children from Leah already. So you don't have a child. Probably must be from you. You got to go to the doctor, not me. I'm okay. What do you want from me? So the Gemara says that Rachel told him that, you know, your grandfather, Abraham, also, you know, he didn't have a child, but he prayed so much. Yaakov said, "You got to pray." So I said, "You have to pray." She said, "Well, I don't know, but I know that Avraham Avinu, he got a child, he did something." So Yaakov said, "You know what? We don't know what happened. Sarah gave Avraham Hagar. And she told Avraham, marry my maid, and the Bnei Gam Anochi Mimena, so I'm going to have a child. So why don't you marry my maid, Bilha?" Bilha was really a sister of Rachel, from a different mother. "And you marry Bilha, and I will have children after." Whatever happened, the Torah tells you. Yaakov married Bilha, and he had two children from Bilha, and then Rachel had Yosef, and Rachel had Binyamin. So the Torah tells you that Bilha got married to Yaakov and she had a child. His name was Dan. Dan. You read the Torah? And she said, "Dan. Dan." Dan, information about Dan. So the Gemara says, information about Dan. While we passed Yom Suf, Amayim Em Choma, Yiminam Yisulam, says the Gemara, that Shebe Dan, he used to worship Avodah Zarah the most. The most. What happened to him like this? What happened? From all the Shvatim, Dan, so-called, is the worst. He is doing Avodah Zarah while crossing Yom Suf. Pesel Micha Averet Hambayam. This is how it happened exactly. I says, "You know what happened? You know what happened?" Says the Gemara, one of the Chachamim, his name was Rav, one of the biggest we had. So the Gemara, when he died, the Gemara tells us certain things he did that was just, you know, something for him. This is one of the things the Gemara said. He never looked outside his 8 feet. Never looked around. What's going on? What happened? I'm my business. I said, "America, I'm my own business. I don't look around." Says the Gemara, this is one of the things. We used to call him Rav. His name really was Abba. I used to call him their rabbi. He got the title the rabbi. Like the one who wrote the Mishnah, he got the title the Rebbe. He got the title the rabbi, the Rav. That's what he did. So Rabbi Gaon writes in his book, when he died, he had few students. And the students, each one, took upon himself one little thing that the rabbi used to do. So one of them said, he's going to take this upon himself. He is not going to look outside his 8 feet. Not going to look outside. I'm going to look around me. What have business have to look at the neighbor? I have to look at other things. I'm not looking. Rabbi Gaon says in his book that this guy, his name was Rabbi Yosef, and he saw that he cannot control his eyes. He's looking all around. So he said, "I cannot do it." So he went into a dark cave. And he had a stone, a special stone. It's called bareket in Hebrew. I don't know it's called in English. And he went inside the dark cave, and then he took the stone out of his pocket, and the stone shines so much, like when you go from dark to light, sometimes your eyes have a kind of a fog or something that you can't see well. So that stone shines so much that he became blind on the spot. So read the Gemara, which is Rabbi Yosef was blind. I said, "How did he become blind? What happened?" He blinded himself. He did it himself. He says, "Well, I accepted myself not to look outside my 8 feet around, and I couldn't hold it. Better off, I'd be blind." Made himself blind. Let's read what the Mishnah says. Is what Ashir Asamech B'chalko. The Gemara says, a person, if you want to be happy, just look at your own things. Don't look what your friend has, and don't look what somebody else got. It's not your business. It's not good for you. That's what the Gemara says. Here the Torah comes and tells us, look, Rachel Imenu saw that her sister Leah has children, and she didn't have any child. So the Torah tells you, what the Torah has to tell you, this story? Well, the Torah is not a storybook. The Torah tells you, listen, she went to Yaakov and she told Yaakov, you better give me children. If not, I'm going to die. He said, what are you talking about? He says, look, my sister has got some children. So Yaakov said, you got to pray to Hashem. She said, well, since Yaakov said, listen, it's your problem. You got to pray. I love it. He said, okay, so you know what? I will give you my maid, Bila, and you get married to Bila, like Sarah got married to Hagar, and I'm going to have children, and this happened. Says, but Dan, this boy that was born because so-called Rachel looked at her sister. He says, it's true. It's true. Everything is true. Really, what you should have been doing to get a child, to pray to Hashem. That's what Jacob told her. You better pray to Hashem. I'm not Hashem, you pray to Hashem. But she didn't. Instead, she chose to give Bila to Yaakov, and Yaakov said, okay, if that's what you want, I'll do it, okay. But now, this guy Dan, that was born, he was born so-called, with the root of so-called looking at the wrong place. Look in the wrong place. Look in the wrong place. Look what's going to happen to this guy. Look what's going to happen to this guy. You will look in the wrong place. Yaakov told her, listen, you got to pray to Hashem to have a baby. No, I'm going to do tricks. Go to the doctors, this, that, and that. I said, look, this guy, Dan, his children will cross Yam Suf. They will have a statue in the bucket. In the Amtashay case, they'll have a statue. I said, how do you have a statue in your Amtashay case? How come? What happened? Well, you look, you know, I look at something else. I says, what do you mean you look somewhere? Well, I don't only look at Hashem. I said, what do you mean? He said, listen, my grandmother, Rachel, instead just to pray to Hashem, she looked to do something else. I said, that's what it is. Rabbi Yaakov Avinu, before he dies, and he tells Mr. Dan, oh, Dan, come over here, I want to tell you something. He said, what? What do you tell me? I want to tell you, it's going to be a time, it's going to be a guy, Shimshon. And that guy, Shimshon, he is going to rebel against HaKadosh Baruch Hu with his eyes. He says, Mom, what do you mean? He says, the Gemara, I'll tell you what it means. I mean, this guy, Shimshon, instead to be the Mashiach, he's going to get married to a non-Jewish girl. Not one, Muslim. Not one. He says, none. How are you going to do such a thing? I says, I'm going to do such a thing? I'll tell you. He says, see somebody on a horse. He says, on a horse? Who is on the horse? Shushon. I says, going to be beaten by a snake. Soon we'll know what it means. And he's going to fall backwards. What do you mean backwards? Backwards means look backwards. Look backwards. And then Shimshon, who is he? He comes from Dan. Who is Dan? He's the son of Bilha. Who is Bilha? The maid of Rachel. How come Dan was born? Dan was born because Rachel looked in the wrong place. Rachel looked at Leah. And Rachel said, how come my sister got children? I said, what did Yaakov say? You have to pray. Did you pray? No. Here comes Yaakov, said, Yeshuatcha kivinu Hashem. Give it to Hashem. I said, Yaakov tells Mr. Dan, listen, Mr. Dan, I want to tell you something. It's not your fault. It's not your fault. It's really your mother's fault. It's not your mother's fault because he came from Bila, but it means your mother's master. Rachel looked, and that's what happened. And what happened? Rachel looked away and said to pray to Hashem. Yaakov told her, pray to Hashem, you can have a child. No, she chose something else to do. When she didn't look right. Didn't look right. Look at the grandson Shimshon. What's going to happen with him? He's going to marry somebody. They're not Jewish. They said, what happened to you? What happened to you? His parents told him, listen, why are you looking at Goyot? You don't have Jewish girls to look for. Why are you looking at Goyot? He says, your eyes go to the wrong place. It's not. go look backwards. Yaakov told Dan, wait, we lost Mashiach. So we lost Mashiach because of Rachel. He said, Rachel, what happened to Rachel? How come Rachel? Say, Rachamim, look. Torah tells us in Gan Eden, the snake came and spoke to Chava. Says the Gemara, really, an angel came inside the snake. And actually, when Chava will have Cain, she said, Kaniti Ishet Hashem, says the Gemara, that Cain looked like an angel. When Chava had the second one, Hebel, she called him Hebel. You know what Hebel means? Hebel means worthless. You call it something worthless? Yeah. Compared to Cain, is worthless. Because Cain looked like an angel. Why looked like an angel? Because he looked like an angel that was inside the snake. Said the Gemara, look what happened. This is the Torah. The snake came to Chava and he speaks to Chava. Hello, madam. How are you? Ma'am. She said, is it true? Not eating from the tree? She has a conversation with him. And he tells her, forget about it. Then the Torah tells you, Vatereya Yusha. She looked at the tree. The Torah tells you a story. She looks at the tree. The tree is very, very good. It's very good fruits coming on it. Not only it's going to taste good, it looks good. I'm going to get something good if I eat it. And then the Torah says, she took and she ate. Somebody will ask you, what was the worst thing in the world? The worst thing in the world, she spoke to the snake. You should not have a conversation. Why have a conversation with a stranger? Your husband is here. Says the Gemara, Adam HaShem was sleeping right next to her. So your husband is sleeping, and somebody stranger comes and speaks to you. So, what do you speak to him? What do you answer him? What do you have to do with a snake? Okay, you spoke to him, and he told you, forget about it. This. The Torah says, she looked at the tree. You're not supposed to look at the tree. You're not supposed to eat from it. What business you have to look at the tree? Why are you staring at it? This is you staring at it. Look what happened. It's going to look, it's very, very nice tree. I bet that if I eat it, it's going to taste very good. Obviously, you're not allowed to touch it. You're not allowed to eat from it. Why? So the second downfall in this world was, the Torah says, Vatereya Isha, she looked. He says, you're not supposed to eat it. You're not supposed to look. He says, she goes, she wants to go and to the butcher shop. She wants to see how a pig looks like. So why are you in the butcher shop now? You're not supposed to eat a pig. Why do you look at a pig now? For what are you looking at it? I says, why are you looking at the tree? I says, why you spoke to the stranger? Says the Gemara, look, this lady, Shimshon's mother, was the holiest, one of the holiest we ever had. She sits over there in the field that resembles like Gan Eden by herself. Her husband is not there. He's not there. Where's Manoach? Went shopping. He's in wall bombs. Says the Navi, all of a sudden the angel came to her. The angel came to her and tells her, listen, you're going to be pregnant. Until now you couldn't have a child. Don't have any wine or grapes or nothing. She disappears. Then she goes home. She tells her husband, you know what? I was by myself at the field. And somebody came. And I didn't even ask him, what's your name? Where are you from? Oh, you look so holy. She tells her husband, he looks so holy. But she tells him the text we read after her. And the Navi says, I didn't ask him nothing. I didn't ask him a question. What's his name? Where is he from? And then what? The Navi tells you that Manoach is going to pray to Hashem. He's going to ask Hashem, please, we want this guy again. Who is this guy? They told my wife. I don't know, it's true. My wife cannot have wine. I said, you know what? I said, this Gemara says, Chava gave Adam HaRishon wine to drink. She squeezed grapes and gave him to drink. I said, the whole world is downfall, as we call conversation, from the lady to a stranger, and then look at the wrong things. I said, that girl... Had Stalfoni, that holy lady, she comes to her husband and says, a stranger came and told me, listen, you're going to get pregnant. You are pregnant now. Already pregnant. You don't even know you're pregnant. You go to the pharmacy, buy this thing, you find out you're pregnant. And let me tell you something. Excuse me, what's your name? Where are you? Are you a mekubel? Are you this? Are you a kollel? Are you a yeshiva? Where are you from? What's your name? Nothing. That's what Chava should have done. The snake came to him and said, hello? Hello? I don't know you from Adam. My husband is here. I don't have a husband. I don't talk to strangers. So that lady, Hasalfoni, she is so-called the correction of Chava. I says, she, so the angel says, you know what? Don't have any grapes, any wine. He says, you know, because Chava had it. And Chava gave it to her husband. She says, you're not going to have, listen what I tell you, you're going to have a very holy baby. He's going to save Israel from the Palestinians. Why? Because of you. And then the Navi said that after Manoach prayed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, again he came to her, to the lady at the field. I said, why didn't come to him? Because he prayed to Hashem. I want to speak to the man. Who is this man? I don't know, please help me out. I can't find him on Google. I don't know who the guy is. I says, you should come to him. You don't understand. She is going to do the tikkun of Chava. She doesn't look any place she doesn't have to look, and she doesn't talk to strangers. And she's not going to have wine. And she's going to have a child. And that child is going to be Shimshon. Says the Gemara, Shimshon is one of the names of Hashem. It's going to be holy, holy, holy. But, says the Gemara, you know what? Yaakov Avinu predicted, says the Gemara, Hashem predicted it too. As in, since that's what happened with our great-grandmother, Chava, and then Rachel Imenu, the same thing, there's going to be downfall. He's going to grow up, all of a sudden, he looks around. I said, where are you looking? Well, I'm looking to get married. Where are you looking to get married? Why are you looking to get married? You know what you have to do? You have to pray to Hashem. Hashem will give you the shidduch. Hashem will give you the child. Where are you looking for? He's looking on Facebook to find a girl. You're looking on Facebook? That's the wrong girl for you. That's what happened to Shimshon. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, you know, this is Parasha. It's after Shavuot. I said, what happened to Shavuot? Shavuot, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we want to see him. That's not the word of Malkenu. The Gemara says, Moshe came to Am Yisrael and said, Hashem is coming to tell you. So Am Yisrael said, we would like to see with our eyes HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Hashem said, oh, that's what it is? Let me tell you something. Everybody is to stay pure, pure, pure. Then you'll be able to see me. I says, he comes after Shabbat, after Shavuot. Hashem said, listen, I want to tell you something. There's a lady that doesn't behave so much. She talks to strangers. And the husband said, why are you talking to strangers? I said, rings the bell, huh? Chava, huh? She spoke to a stranger. She spoke to the snake. Look what happened. Look what happened. Says the Gemara, look, when you see a lady that doesn't behave so well, don't have wine. Don't have wine. Why? Because that lady, says the Gemara, gave wine to drink to somebody. That's how she spoke to him. Like Chava gave wine to Adam HaRishon, and that's why he's from the tree. Says the Gemara, that's the connection that Kadosh Baruch Hu put together, the two subjects next to each other in the Torah this week. He said, to tell you, if you see a lady doesn't behave, you know, restrict yourself from wine. I said, you become a Nazir. You know, says the Gemara, you know what? If Shimshon would have drank wine, you don't even know what he could have done. Bad enough what he did, what says in the Tanakh. Hashem predicted the whole thing is going to happen because he is Yishechad B'Shevet Adani Ushmo Manoach. And after us starts, you know, with somebody from Shevet Dan, what do you need to know with Shimshon, which tribe was it? Who cares? Dan rings the bell. Because Rachel looked around. Rachel looked around, she saw her sister. She asked this. I said, listen, this guy, this lady doesn't look around. This guy, Hatzlalfoni, she doesn't look around. But Manoach, he looks around. He goes for business. He looks around. They said, your wife is going to have a baby. But that baby is going to be the Mashiach. But it's going to be the Mashiach only if he will not do what Chava did, what Rachel did. But he's going to be on horse. They said, you know what? He falls Achor. What happened in the past? The roots that the person has is not his fault. As Shimshon said, Chachamim said, Rambam is one of the judges that transferred the Torah to us. Look at the stories with him. Look at the stories. He goes, marries Muslim girls. This. Listen, you don't understand. He got it from Chava. He got it from Rachel Imenu. He himself is the best. He's the best. Says the Gemara, he doesn't use anybody. He never asks anybody any favor. Everything is Shem Shamayim. The whole thing is Shem Shamayim. but he didn't wash his eyes. The woman says he rebelled against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What do you mean rebelled? What do you mean he rebelled? Because he looked. Here you don't understand. If he looked the wrong places, means he rebelled against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, why? Because the first act that was done over here with the body against HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the eyes. The eyes of the people. I says, the Chava looked. She should not have looked. He says, it's no business to look at something that it's not yours and you're not allowed to be next to it. Why you stirred in this tree? Why you spoke to a stranger? Here comes the Torah and says, listen, this is after Shavuot. I said, listen, this is the parasha. I says, to continue so-called the energy of Shavuot and to have the power to be successful in your life, your eyes. Says the Gemara, look what happened. Shimshon did not watch his eyes. They poked his eyes. They killed him. No descendants that we know, nothing. Finished. Erased. On the contrary, Yosef, says the Gemara, but not Sadar Lishu. Yosef, says the Gemara, when he was a servant in Potiphar's house, and the lady wanted to marry him, he didn't look at her, never. He was over there in the house a few months, never looked at her. Never looked at her. And she said, look at me, I'm your master. I'm not looking at you. Says the Gemara, she went, and she made a piece of metal to fit his neck, to raise his head, that he must look at her. So she put something on his neck. And he had to go with his face up, before he used to go with his face down. And he closed his eyes. When he was on the chariot with Paro, all the girls were on the walls, and screaming, Yosef, look at me. Didn't look at nobody. But not Saladar Leshur. She says, it's Yosef, became the king in Egypt. Yosef, who Amashbir, says as well, the whole parnasa that people have is because of the people that watch their eyes. And it says, the whole thing is Yosef. This is Yosef, Mashiach. When Yosef, the whole thing is Yosef, he crossed Yamsu because of Yosef. Yosef. What Yosef? What is the power of Yosef? Says the Gemara, the power of Yosef is his eyes. His eyes. It says, you watch your eyes, you become Yosef. You don't watch your eyes, this is Shimshon. That's the problem. It says, nothing can be the Mashiach. You lost the ability to be Mashiach. It says, Yeshuatcha kiviti Hashem. That's what Yaakov says. When he turns down, it says, done. You know? You have to hope only for Hashem. Nothing else. You're looking for something? Pray to Hashem. He says, who didn't do it? Your mother's master, Rachel, did not do it. Rachel, she wanted a child, so she gave your mother to me, and she said, if I marry your mother, she'll have a child. So therefore, you were conceived, and you were born with this concept, looking for something else besides HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is Yaakov said, Yeshuatcha kiviti Hashem. That's the sentence the person should pray all the time. Hashem, you will give me. Hashem, you will save me. Hashem, you do it for me. It says, not this, not that. It says, this is Yeshua. It can be for Mashiach all the way down because you didn't pray to Hashem, you didn't hope for Hashem. You hope for yourself. As says, Rachel wants, that's what the Torah tells us. And that's the purpose of the Haftarah. It's not just, you know, with Haftarah, because Haftarah talks about Nazir. It says, Nazir is the same concept, it's Shimshon. It says, if you see a lady, be careful. So, what be careful? Look what happened to Shimshon. Chas v'shalom, says the Gemara, if he would have drank wine, who knows what he would have done? I says, we lost the Mashiach because of eyes. We have the Mashiach, v'techezena enin v'shchalet sover rachamim. I says, we pray in the 18. Hope to see Mashiach. We have to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu merachamim. Says the Gemara, Mashiach will come, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make a circle for the tzaddikim, and the people will be able to say, with the eyes, Zel, okay, you can be Hashem. Hear Hashem, I see Hashem. I mean, you see Hashem. If you trust on Hashem and you watch your eyes, you see Hashem. It says, you see Mashiach, you see the Yeshuot of Hashem. It says, Bishuato, it says, where? Through your eyes. Shar Ayn, Shar Hashemayim. Sechacham Eben Ezra. The eye of the person is the most valuable thing. Says the Gemara, Suma Patum Me HaMitzvot. The Gemara says, a blind person doesn't have to keep the mitzvot. According to some Rishonim, even not lotase, he can have not kosher food, doesn't have to keep Shabbat, he can eat on Yom Kippur, he has no Torah, he's blind. What do you mean he's blind? He's Jewish. No. Because if you don't have the ability to see, you have no connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No connection with who? You consider dead. A dead man doesn't have to have kosher food. A dead man can do what he wants. He's dead. Okay, he's dead. Okay. But if a dead man would be able to do it, he could have done it. The mitzvot is for live people, not dead people. Suma, says the Gemara, a blind person is considered dead. What do you mean he's dead? Oh, I can do anything, braille, everything. He says, no. You don't understand. If you cannot see with your eyes, you consider dead. Patu mi kol mitzvot. For sure mitzvot azeh. Maybe even not azeh. Machlokes Rishonim. You're not considered a person, you're not considered Jewish. Because a Jew has eyes. Your eyes is to see Hashem. Your eyes is to connect to yourself to Hashem. If you look something else, let's say every day in Parashat Yitzchak, don't look around. Don't look around. This is the rabbi in Babel, Rav. Never looked outside. So what business you have to look at a friend, at the neighbor, at people? What do you care what you have? You need something. You said, I need a car. Hashem, I need a car. Hashem will send you a car. Hashem will tell you where to go get the car. No, you have to look around. You have to shop around. You have to see there's a show here, a show there. He said, forget about it. He says, your eyes are not made to shop around. Your eyes are made to look at Hashem, to look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's your eyes for, not to see other people. He says, if you see other people, you depend on other people. That's wrong. That's generations later, Shimshon comes after. Look, the whole thing is bankrupt. He said, what happened? And the fellow of Achor, he backwards. You have to look always to the roots. What happened? You read the Torah, you read the Navi, you say, what happened? And it says, you have to choose the path. How HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to go and to have our children and grandchildren to see Mashiach Mavah Menameh. Amen.